brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the second hour of the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams filling in for Alex today, but he will be joining us in approximately 25 minutes with some announcements about Bilderberg. So that's going to be interesting. He's got some major announcements to make. And between now and then, we continue to be joined by Arnie Gunderson, nuclear industry expert, an outspoken scientist. I don't know if outspoken is the right word, just somebody who's willing to tell the truth, you know, which is so rare today that it almost seems extraordinary. But it is just someone willing to tell the truth. He continues with us. Arnie, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, great. So you, in the last segment, we talked about how the amount of radiation released from Fukushima has already vastly exceeded the amount released from Chernobyl and that catastrophic accident in Ukraine. But what about the amount of energy contained in these partially spent fuel rods that could conceivably burn? Is there any estimation of how much energy is in that fuel compared to Chernobyl?
Oh, that would be 20 times Chernobyl, I'm sure. You know, so you're, suddenly that 85 doesn't look too unrealistic when you start looking at any single fuel pool. You know, I said earlier, you know, everybody's focused on Unit 4, and rightfully so, but Unit 3 had a more severe explosion and is likely structurally weakened even more than Unit 4. And the Unit 3 pool has about half as much nuclear fuel as the Unit 4 pool. So it's not clear to me that Unit 3 is a whole heck of a lot better.
What is the thinking behind this idea of whoever engineered these nuclear power plants? And I know U.S. corporations, I think General Electric was part of the key designer. You can correct me if I'm wrong about that. But what is this idea of let's store nuclear fuel 30 meters above the ground in a pool? Why not always store it at ground level or underground, even on site?
That's a great question. I asked that question 40 years ago when I started my career. And at the time, they don't do that anymore. It's just this Mark I reactor and a few Mark IIs that do that. All the other boiling water reactors, the Mark IIIs, and all the other pressurized water reactors do store it down low. At the time this thing was designed, you got to remember, this was designed in the mid-60s. They were afraid that if they opened gates and the fuel pool was lower than the nuclear reactor, they could drain the nuclear reactor. So if they put the pool on the same elevation as the reactor, that wouldn't happen. So there was a logic behind it, but then they basically developed a better fuel transfer mechanism that doesn't happen.
I see.
You know, you can get this fuel out of these pools. The technology's there. Dry cask storage is available, and there were dry casks at Fukushima. They all survived the tsunami just fine. In the U.S., we could take all of our fuel pools that are totally overcrowded and put them on the ground. But the problem is the NRC is letting the utilities that own them get away with it because they don't want to spend the money.
Well, of course. Isn't it always about saving money, even if they put the population at risk? And that's the sad part about this. But if you get back to the 1960s, when this was being designed, is this a Mark I facility or a Mark II?
This is a Mark I.
Mark I. Certainly in the 1960s, the scientists at that time must have known that Japan, that whole region, was geologically extremely active. That's not a big secret even in the 1960s. How could they? I'm not accusing you. Obviously, you didn't put it there, but I'm asking you to try to help us understand what kind of weird thinking went on. How could they even place a nuclear facility right on the coast where it would be hit by a tsunami? 10 seconds, and we got to go to break. Okay. And we'll answer it on the other side.
Okay, great.
Okay, sorry. I didn't mean to set you up like that, Arnie. I'm fine. My timing mistake there. But we'll be back with an answer to that question and much more straight ahead on the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams filling in. Stay with us. A lot more straight ahead. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control: your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home-cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You're enjoying our conversation on this amazing Friday. Amazing being, how amazing is it what's happening in our world and the lack of a reasonable reaction to it? We've got a Fukushima situation that quite literally threatens life as we know it in the Northern Hemisphere. That doesn't mean it would instantly kill us all, but it could unleash radiation that could kill us slowly. It's the big slow kill situation. It could contaminate our food supply for literally centuries if the worst case happens. So we want to prevent that. We want to solve this problem. And just before the break, Arnie Gunderson from FairWinds.com, who is probably, arguably, the most respected expert who's speaking out on this issue, he said that we have the technology to remove the fuel from these precarious fuel pools and put them in a safer storage location. So my question to you, Arnie, and thank you for your continued time with us here. I know you're extremely busy, and I really honor your time here on the show. Why isn't the international community, and the U.S. in particular, on all hands on deck, red alert, let's go over there and solve this problem immediately and eliminate this danger now?
My one-word answer is money. And it's not, we didn't have to wait for Fukushima to know that that a problem of this nature was looking over our shoulder. There have been experts out there saying it for years, myself included. There's this stuff called dry cask storage where after the fuel's about 3 or 4 years old, it can be cooled in air. And so it gets put in these casks. It's still hotter than a pistol from a radiation standpoint, but the physical heat is down. They put them in these huge casks that weigh 100 or more tons, and they set them on the ground. And until we get a long-term storage solution, the best place is out of those pools and on the ground. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission is playing games with this, and they're saying, well, we need to consider all of the costs as well as the benefit of getting it out of the pool.
But wait a minute. Let me interrupt you there, and I apologize, Arnie, but when they needed to bail out Goldman Sachs, they came up with the money. They just created $1 trillion out of nothing, and they bailed out the banks. So how is it that saving the banks is more important than saving humanity, potentially? I mean, does the NRC, does the U.S. government not understand scale of dangers? I don't get this. Why are the banks more important than saving humanity?
No, I think you're absolutely right. You know, and the money's there. It's not like, you know, well, for the banks, we had to create the money, sort of. But there's a $27 billion fund for long-term storage. Now, that's set aside for looking for geological storage and things like that. But we could use that fund. And so we have been putting in a tenth of a penny per kilowatt of nuclear power we use for years and years and years. And so this fund has developed over $20 billion. We could use that fund to put all these fuel pools into dry cask storage, and this problem would be solved, both from a terrorism standpoint as well as from, you know, an act of God like at Fukushima. This is solvable.
What kind of time frame? If the money were made available today, let's say if the Federal Reserve actually wanted to solve this problem and they went into the little computer and they typed in some digits and created another $1 trillion like they did every time they wanted to bail out Wall Street, if that money were available, what are we talking in terms of total cleanup? Like 10 weeks? Longer? 6 months? What do you think it is?
You just have to fabricate the containers, and it would probably take a year or two to fabricate enough containers. So, you know, certainly within 3 years, it's solvable. And it doesn't even take an act of Congress or the Federal Reserve. It just takes the Nuclear Regulatory Commission saying, do it.
But if you say 2 or 3 years to create these containers, but in that time frame, then, between now and the time that this is solved, an earthquake, you said a 7 or a 7.5 magnitude earthquake with an epicenter near Fukushima could bring this pool down before the problem is solved and thereby unleash this massive amount of radiation. It seems like we are at risk for this time period. And the government has, the NRC hasn't even announced that it's going to take these steps to solve it. So we could be facing this risk for a decade, couldn't we?
Well, there's two questions there. One, what I was talking about is in the U.S., we could solve this in 3 years and just pray there's no earthquake. In Fukushima, I was on Chris Martinson a year ago, and I explained how you could solve this problem, which is to build a building outside the building to lift the nuclear fuel out. And just last week, Tokyo Electric said, you know, we're going to build a building around the building. They are taking way too long to solve this problem because of exactly the concerns that, you know, another earthquake could come.
But so it seems like we are being smothered by red tape here. We are, it's like humanity is hanging on the edge of a cliff by our fingernails. Figuratively speaking, this radiation of release could happen at any moment if Mother Nature, if an earthquake takes place, and yet governments everywhere, Japan and the U.S. in particular, are dragging their feet on this and doing nothing. They're not taking responsibility. They're not even serving the interests of the people that they claim to represent. This is pathetic. This is sad because it's a case of almost another democide, death by government if the worst case happens.
Well, I think it's death by the nuclear industry deeply infused into government here. This is the regulator. The Japanese have a great word for it. When people working for the regulator go to work at a high level and well-paying jobs at the utility, they call it ascent into heaven. So there's this coziness, and it's with the IAEA, who I've seen papers say that they're a watchdog. In fact, Article 2 of their charter says their goal is to promote nuclear power. So the industry and the government are essentially one no matter where you go. The Prime Minister of Japan now was the finance minister during the accident, and one of his emails surfaced about a month ago, and it said it was from 3 weeks after the accident, and he said, whatever you do, do not affect TEPCO. So, you know, they've been more interested in protecting TEPCO and their own bureaucratic butts than they have been about protecting the people of Japan.
Well, what's new? What government body or department doesn't want to cover its own butt? Or, in the case of the ATF or the DEA in America, they actually create problems so they get bigger budgets and become more powerful. The CDC did that. The FBI does that, running these false terror events, but that's a different topic. Let me ask you this. I noticed that the general public has a very poor understanding of what I would call relative risk. I was trained as in a scientific way as an engineer, very strong background in mathematics, and I often think about the relative risk of events. A lot of people are concerned about, let's say, Yellowstone exploding. Well, that happens once every 600,000 years. Or they're concerned about a comet or an asteroid hitting the planet. That's possible, but in terms of relative risk, the Fukushima event is here now. It is orders of magnitude more likely than many of these other concerns that tend to dominate people's psychological focus. Can you speak to this issue of relative risk and having an appropriate perception of what risks really exist?
I have a saying, sooner or later in any foolproof system, the fools are going to exceed the proofs. And I think that we fooled ourselves at Fukushima, we as a world. And all, essentially, this concept is for any reactor, but let's look at Fukushima. You know, we knew we could build a power plant that could withstand a Richter 7 and a 3-meter, a 9-foot tsunami, so that's what we built. And we fooled ourselves into thinking that that's what Mother Nature was going to give us, a 7-Richter, 3-foot, a 3-meter tsunami. The economics to build a plant to withstand a Richter 8 or a 60-foot tsunami would have made it so you wouldn't have built that nuclear plant. You couldn't have afforded to build that nuclear plant. So I think that in the back of the people's minds who are advocates of the technology, they convince themselves that Mother Nature is going to be benign. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm just laughing. Keep going. That because they're so wrong. Mother Nature always gives you it hands you something that's completely unanticipated. In fact, you cannot even imagine the human mind. Even a brilliant nuclear engineer, nuclear physicist, cannot accurately anticipate the unexpected nature of Mother Nature.
Yeah, you know, my journey has been from, you know, pro-nuclear, senior vice president, and then I got to the point when I blew the whistle and the Nuclear Regulatory Commission took bribes and deliberately botched the inspection. I still believed in the technology, but I didn't believe in government. And now, you know, the Fukushima accident has pushed me over, and I'm at a point where, just like what you said, I don't believe that mankind can build something strong enough that Mother Nature can't knock it down. And considering the consequences, you know, it's not just the risk. If it was, you know, one person getting knocked over a tsunami, that's one thing. But the risk of this and the consequences.
Yeah, it has to be risk versus consequences, because that's the other side of the equation.
Yeah, you know, Gorbachev said that in his memoir, so this is a smart guy, he's been around a while, he said that it wasn't perestroika that ruined the Soviet Union, it was Chernobyl. I think we're seeing the same thing here with Fukushima. This is going to be $500 billion or more dollars, and that works out to be about $4,000 for every man, woman, and child in Japan. And it's going to bring that country to its knees. Do we want a technology that can be perfect for 40 years and then have one bad day and wipe you out?
Very good question, Arnie Gunderson. We're almost out of time. I want to encourage people to visit your website, fairwinds.com. And Arnie, any final thoughts you want to add in the next 30 seconds as we round this up?
Just real quick, you know, we've been told that nuclear is safe and we can store the nuclear waste for 250,000 years. But those same people are saying we can't use solar because we can't store the solar electricity overnight. And that doesn't make sense to me. If we can develop a technology to store nuclear waste for 250,000 years, we can certainly develop batteries or something to store the sun overnight.
Well said. Arnie Gunderson from Fairwinds.com. Thank you, Arnie, for joining me today. A real honor to have you on. I enjoyed the conversation with you immensely. On the other side of this break, Alex Jones joins us. And thank you again, Arnie. All right. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. 1 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket this weekend. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. That's 1 dozen stunning assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple this weekend, and this incredible last-minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
You look like an angel, walk like an angel, talk like an angel.
Yeah, the Fukushima situation is precarious, and only the most obscene denialists would look the other way or stick their heads in the ground over this issue. It's serious, and Joining us in the next few minutes is going to be Dr. Len Saputo to give us some solutions just in case a massive radiation release heads over to North America. But until then, as promised, we're going to be turning over control of this InfoWars battleship to the commander, Alex Jones, who joins us by phone with some special announcements. Alex, how are you doing today?
Been on the show here. No, I just realized yesterday that the end of this month is creeping up on us very, very fast, racing towards us. And so over the weekend and then on Monday up at InfoWars.com, we're going to have some breakdowns on what's coming up with Bilderberg this year. I mean, these are the people running our military, openly growing the opium in Afghanistan. Think about that, public view. These are the people worldwide installing continuity of extended TSA groping, with Geraldo Rivera now saying he was raped by the TSA. That's what this is legally. Is rape what they're doing, but they take him out and brutalize him, particularly, just like many congressmen. This is about getting away with whatever they want. The Bilderberg crowd are the people that are running all of this. They are at the very top of the pyramid. There's other powerful groups, but those are all run by Bilderberg attendees as well. And so here's the big announcement. A lot of folks know Jim's getting old, and he's kind of passing the baton over to Mr. Anderson over at American Free Press, doing a great job. I, in the last 2 years, was contacted by somebody inside Bilderberg. I'll just leave it at that. I won't say if it's a member or one of their assistant secretaries, whatever. I'm not going to say. I then got another source last week, and folks noticed I was able to call and do the name of the conference, Palm Tree Conference, that Bilderberg is booked under. So right now, Bilderberg is 100% at the Westfield Marriott. I was talking to a national journalist last week, and they're like, is it really going to be there? And I said, yeah, I mean, they're booked. There's a slight chance that they've only done this once before. They could know that a big crowd's coming to protest them and move it somewhere, but that's probably not going to happen. And I'll know by actually today. I've got to make some phone calls. But today and tomorrow is when the Bilderberg Group people all officially fill the slots. They've had the invitation, the code word, and then they have to call and get booked under the Palm Tree Group. But the hotel in Virginia is shut down for those days, the 31st of May through the 3rd of June. So for those 3.5-4 days, I'm going to be there, and it's also important to add, completely peacefully in the info war, protesting and also alternative media coverage. Our guys just on Justin TV last year, Paul Watson, Aaron Dykes, had 3.5 million views in 3 days just on a Justin TV account that we never even used. So we're going to be live on Justin TV. We're going to be live at PrisonPlanet.tv in higher quality. We're going to be all over the place. This is going to be a very special year. And unless they back off and move somewhere else or go to Canada or go back to Europe, and then I don't think that's going to happen. They are there. It is confirmed. And I now have a source. I've had it the last few years, but it's definitely confirmed. I now have a source in Bilderberg, something that only Jim Tucker has really had. I think people have had some on the sidelines. This is a big victory for us, and now I just don't have one. I have two. So it's a pretty big victory. A lot of boffins died to bring us this information to quote Star Wars. So we've got the plans. Now we've got to rally everyone. Yes, be there. I want to see thousands of people. If we could get Europeans, over 500 at one time, to show up in the middle of nowhere in St. Moritz, and they even tried to block the trains to go into the area for any activists or foreigners, then we should be able to get a few thousand people peacefully to demand media coverage and make the corporate whore media cover it. Because remember, all these decades it didn't exist, we were crazy. Now they have to admit it, but they don't want to cover it.
Yeah, and Alex, I'm glad you mentioned peacefully in terms of the protest, because that's crucial to send that message out to those who are going to be there joining you in the protest. Are you expecting instigators to come in and try to cause problems to be blamed on you?
You know, I don't think so. I mean, we've seen some of this at other big G20s and things, because that's about showing you you're a slave. It's a martial law drill, whether it's in England, whether it's in Italy, whether it's in Germany, whether it's in the U.S. or Canada. G20 is always standardized, letting you know that you're a slave, you're a piece of filth. Basically, martial law is what they have in Chicago with NATO coming up. They want you to know that you're a slave and set that precedent. When it's a real elite Bilderberg meeting where real decisions are being made, not just some public policy stuff like these NATO and G20 meetings.
20 seconds.
Where they're just regurgitating stuff, they don't want attention to it. And so that's why the police always... I'll come back for a few minutes, finish, and then we'll go to your next guest on the Key Fukushima News. Stay with us, folks. It's Mike Adams and Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guarantee.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost testosterone levels within normal healthy ranges. But now, the best testosterone product is even better. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Because our upgraded formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. That's right, guys. Ageless Male has been clinically shown to boost performance. Cancel your plans this weekend. You're staying in. If you're ready to recapture the drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male because it's available risk-free. But you must call now. Just call 1-800-437-1126. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-437-1126. 1-800-437-1126. 1-800-437-1126.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes, with fatty meals. It can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
We're back on the Alex Jones Show on this Friday, May 11th. Thank you for joining us. A lot of hard-hitting issues straight ahead, and we continue to be joined by Alex Jones himself via phone with his continued announcements about the Bilderbergs. Go ahead, Alex.
Yeah, just to finish up, so you can get back to the incredibly important issue of Fukushima that the elite aren't worried about, you know, 80-plus times. Chernobyl, no, that's no big deal. Again, these are the globalists that think they're God. 4 years ago, Madeleine Albright pulled in the wrong turn and was panicking and basically crying. Luke Rudowski and others saw her so scared of just maybe 150 people that were out there at one time. And that's another issue. I've got to think about this to come up with a plan. People are welcome to their own plans. But in the next few days, maybe even today, I'll make an article out on InfoWars.com, but definitely this weekend I'm going to call and work on it with Watson to just have some basic rally times and points so we can all rally at one point and then also, you know, protest and do live coverage pretty much continually through the day and the night there from the 31st through the 3rd. And again, they're going to arrive that Thursday afternoon. The hotel will be shut down that morning. And then they start meeting Friday and Saturday. Then they play golf on Sunday and leave. That's another issue. We know which golf course nearby they go to. So there's just a lot of things. We're going to be there covering it. And 4 years ago, there, of course, Obama and Hillary were meeting in secret. It was the number one story in the country. Where have they disappeared to for a day? We were there. We knew they were there. Secret Service was there, getting in our face, pointing guns at us, you know, driving by in their motorcades, showing us their HK 9mm submachine gun. Like that would scare us, just U.S. citizens trying to cover public officials breaking the Logan Act, meeting in secret with royalty and others and Rockefellers and Rothschilds. And him to Kissinger, setting the destiny of our world, trying to bring in Agenda 21. I'm just a free man who wants my freedom. And so you asked about provocateurs and things. Just to recap, we'd be at the hotel, while Bilderberg was going on, at our hotel at night, just eating a hamburger in the bar. And they'd have big FBI guys, come and sit down on each side of us and say, hey, let's attack something. I'm just like, come on, guys, what are you, Secret Service? What are you, FBI? And then later we learned they were assigned diplomatic security corps assigned to the State Department, and they had plainclothes Marines out there. All of this, we're bad as Americans when a bunch of criminals are meeting in there and aren't supposed to exist. We're here covering the real issue. They might provocateur something. They might stage something. They might do something. But I seriously doubt it, because they don't want to draw attention to this real meeting. G20s and things like that are about global standardization of the exact same police state, snatch and grabs, no First Amendment, no free speech. Soviet system comes to America, comes to Canada, comes to Australia, wherever they have these meetings. Global standardization. They do not want that at these meetings. And again, it is on, it is set, it is happening, and everybody needs to be there. If you can take off work in the morning Thursday, and some still arrive late on Friday, they'll be arriving all day. That's always a great time to cover all the entrances so that we can get video of these world leaders and criminals like Osama bin Bernanke and others arriving. But undoubtedly, we need some big rally point, and I'm thinking that should be something like Saturday evening at 6 o'clock, and just rally and bullhorn right through into the dark at 8 o'clock at night. I think that's an important thing to do. But again, I'm going to put out a basic battle plan of when I plan to be there in the info war. And if people want to rally at those points, that's great. But everybody needs to be there. I threw the term out a few weeks ago, Occupy Bilderberg. And some people came out and said, that's kind of the socialist Occupy movement. It doesn't matter. The word Occupy just simply gets it media attention. We can call it Confront Bilderberg with the Truth, or rally, against globalists. It doesn't matter. The point is, we're going to be there having a protest, having demonstrations for 3.5-4 days, because it will get international press coverage. It will get huge alternative media coverage. It will be absolutely huge, and it will probably force the U.S. media to cover it as well if enough people are there, and then that exposes the fact that Obama's just a puppet and that Mitt Romney's just a puppet, and there's a real power behind the throne. And thanks to the Drudge Report, the last 4 or 5 years, it's been forced into the mainstream media. That's why 3 weeks ago the Washington Post admitted that basically Bilderberg Group grooms both political candidates and vice presidential candidates, an amazing admission from a paper that's been part of the meeting going back to 1954 in Utrecht, Holland, when it first kicked off. But listen, get to your next guest. I just wanted to make this announcement here that, yes, it's on, yes, it's in Chantilly, and now we're only 20 days or less away from the kickoff of this. So, folks, don't say you didn't have a chance to really go protest and expose some real globalists. They advertise G20, they advertise NATO, they advertise RNC, DNC. You go there, the cops are all waiting for you, they belly club you, they sound cannon you. They're there to treat everybody like slaves, teach everybody there's no freedom in America. Same thing in Europe. But they don't do that at these because they don't want the media attention. The police, quite frankly, will be there with red carpets and be asking you if you need a lemonade. Not quite, but they have been told in Canada, once you actually get through the cordon, and they've been told in Virginia, do not arrest anybody because then the media will have to report on it. So, again, I think the safety level is very high, but we need a lot of media monitors, cameras. give the feds try to provocateur some stuff. They did do one little thing as a test 4 years ago when I was in Virginia. We are going to be on them exposing their criminal false flags because their garbage doesn't work anymore. But these are the criminals. These are the enemies of America. This is one of the most important confabs, and it's right here in the U.S. We have got a real chance to force this out there. Mike Adams and the whole crew there, God bless you. Get to your next guest, and we'll have more at InfoWars.com in the next few days on this, and I'll see all of you in Virginia.
All right. Thank you, Alex. Outstanding information. Sounds like it's going to be not just a powerful rally, but actually just a great time to meet other like-minded people out there at this peaceful rally that Alex Jones is calling for. Once again, check InfoWars.com for the details about the rally points and the rally times out there at the event. Bring your recording devices, your video recorders, your audio recorders, your hidden video recorders, whatever it takes. Put three or four cameras on your body, mount them everywhere, and get video and upload it to YouTube. This is the time to get the word out about that. And Alex, if you need my help here to hold down the home base in Austin, I'll be happy to come in and help coordinate during that time. If you've got reporters on the road and you need someone to fill in locally to fill in the gaps in the reports, let me know. This is about all of us working together for this right here, Liberty. I've got it. Got the symbol of Liberty on our desk here. If you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. Now, moving on. Yeah, there it is. Nice little statuette there. I tried to find one made in America, and that was a challenge. So I'm looking for an American-made statuette that I can put on this desk and bring it with me. So if anybody has got one, I'd be happy to buy it from you. Please, I'd like an American artist to have a statuette here of the American Eagle and the flags and the freedom and everything. That's what I'm really looking for. I'm willing to pay for it, willing to buy it. So let me know. You can send that to showtips@infowars.com. Now, we're moving on to our next guest, Dr. Len Saputo, and his website is drsaputo.com, and he joins us to talk about the solutions for what happens if the Fukushima radiation is unleashed in the ways that we talked about during our interview with Arne Gunderson. North America, in fact, the entire Northern Hemisphere, could be just drastically affected in a hugely negative way. Dr. Saputo, thank you for joining me today with some solutions. It's great to have you on.
Thank you, Mike. It's always a pleasure to be on your show. I really enjoy listening to Arne Gunderson talk about the magnitude of the problem.
Yeah, he really laid it out for us, didn't he? This is not a small deal. This is a globally impacting event. We are on the edge of a cliff as a race, as human civilization, hanging on by our fingernails, as I said. This thing could go terribly wrong. If that happens, we're going to see a massive amount of radiation released, much of it falling onto North America. That's going to put people in a situation where they need protection from radiation. Many people don't realize there are lots of things they can do. What would you like to start with, Dr. Saputo?
Well, first of all, talk about how little radiation it takes to cause problems. I mean, we're looking at a massive amount of radiation. We don't know the amount that's going to come across this country. But there are a lot of things we can do to prepare that are really safe and easy to do. I mean, there are things like diet and supplements, exercise. We forget about the value of lifestyle measures. You're trying to really fight here against the effects of the ionizing radiation, which cause a lot of free radical damage, which is what destroys our tissue and what causes the problem from radiation. Now, we can combat that by building up our own antioxidant levels. And we can do that endogenously, meaning inside of our body with our own defenses by doing a lot of exercise. And that's not a small thing. If we do hard exercise, we build a lot of free radicals in our body. And our body adapts to it beautifully. That's what happens when we get into shape. But there are also a lot of foods we can use and a lot of supplements that I think are outstanding.
So that can you name some of the best foods and some of the best supplements that you know of?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we've got foods that are rich in sulfur, like garlic and onions, ginger, the brassica vegetables are out there. Eggs are very good, and these all make glutathione, which is the most important intracellular oxidant, antioxidant we have in our body. And then there are foods that are rich in ECGC, you know, the green and white teas. If you juice, that's probably the best way to get the most nutrient-dense food that's on the planet. And that'll do a lot to build up your antioxidants, particularly if you add berries to that. And then we look at things like the fermented foods that are rich in probiotics, you know, those friendly bacteria. It's an interesting study on this done, Mike, that shows that if you have the right probiotics, right microflora in the intestinal tract, that it actually protects against radiation damage. That was a shock to me when I saw that, but indeed it's published in the mainstream medicine.
Yeah, well, you're absolutely right. I want to comment on that. You know, radiation damages you by when the ionizing radiation strikes your DNA, it can knock out a piece of the code, of the DNA code, that then causes your cells to replicate in a cancerous type of way. But there are nutritional and biological mechanisms that the human body has built in its blueprint to repair DNA. Right?
Exactly. And then there are a whole bunch of supplements, you know, that are wonderful, that in concert can do a lot. It's always better to do the things that you can to build up your own defenses. But when you're looking at massive amounts of radiation, I mean, if it's enough, you can forget it because there's not going to be much of anything you can do.
Yeah,
but you can add some things that will make a difference. Things like vitamin A, maybe 5,000 IUs a day, and a little beta carotene of 25,000 IUs a day. And vitamin E and vitamin D, another one that is really important, maybe up to 10,000 units a day.
Oh, yeah.
They've done some studies on rats where they poisoned them with radiation poisoning enough to kill them. And when they gave them just a couple of grams of vitamin C, only about half of the rats died. So if we took ourselves to what's called bowel tolerance with vitamin C, that would be a tremendously potent way to protect against the effects of radiation.
And that might be something like 10,000 milligrams a day. I mean, a big, large dose of vitamin C, which is perfectly safe. It's a water-soluble vitamin.
Right.
All it's going to do is perhaps give you a little bit of loose stools if you overdo it, but there's no real harm from mega-dosing.
There's a whole protocol on my website that takes you to what's called bowel tolerance, and some people can take as much as 40 or 50,000 units a day. And if you're going to be exposed to radiation, and you were exposed to it, then your ability to tolerate the vitamin C would even go up. It's called tolerance to vitamin C. So taking it to bowel tolerance is really an important thing to do, and it's an amazingly potent anti-radiation protective mechanism.
All right. Now, I think it's important what you just said, and I want to encourage people to visit your website, drsaputo.com, just like it sounds, S-A-P-U-T-O.com, drsaputo.com. You've got some protocols described there. You said that essentially something very important. You can't just take some vitamins, chug some juice, and then go walk through Chernobyl and expect to survive. This is not a bulletproof nutritional suit. You've got to build up this nutrition over time, right?
Exactly. That's why lifestyle is so important and why fitness is so important and what you eat is so important. Getting enough sleep is important. All the things that are in our usual lifestyle are important to do the right way. I mean, if we did that, it wouldn't just be protection against radiation. It'd be protection against almost every chronic disease there is.
That's right. Heart disease, cancer, diabetes.
Yeah.
We also have some other direct firsthand observations on nutrition versus radiation because I know lots of people who have family members or friends who have gone into radiotherapy for cancer, you know, radiation treatments for cancer. And if you look at what kinds of nutritional protocols they follow before they go into that, you've got two groups. You've got the junk food group that normally do terribly and they suffer all kinds of terrible side effects from the radiation. And then you've got the holistic nutrition group that normally recovers and goes on to live a long life.
They do a lot better, particularly if you're on an alkaline diet. And you're adding some of the supplements we're talking about, and we didn't actually. There's some others that I want to mention that I think are really powerful. Things like resveratrol. I mean, that's actually been tested in mice who've been poisoned with radiation, and the ones that are on about 500 milligrams, or the equivalent dose that we would take of about 500 milligrams a day, do really well. And things like L-glutamine, another really important nutrient to take, because see, the damage from acute radiation poisoning comes from two sources, and these are all cells that turn over fast, rapidly. And those are in the gut, and that's what really kills most people. And that's, if it's acute enough, it just wipes out the cells because they only have a three-day turnover there.
Yeah.
So when you're getting poisoned by radiation, if you throw in some L-glutamine, which is a major metabolic fuel of the gut, and a few other nutrients that the gut likes, it's got a much better chance of surviving. Same thing with probiotics, like I was mentioning before. So all these things, when they're taken together in concert, maybe throw a little quercetin in there as well, a great anti-inflammatory bioflavonoid that protects against inflammation. You can do a lot to protect yourself. Yeah, so you have some. Go ahead.
I want to mention a couple. I went back to the InfoWars store actually before the show here to grab a couple of supplements that I'm personally familiar with that are also well known to help protect against radiation. I just want to mention those. The first is called ThyroSafe. This is just your standard potassium iodide tablets.
Indeed.
KI. That's, you know, protect your thyroid. That's well known. Right. But the other one that's not so well known that I've actually covered, I actually interviewed the founder of this company in 2008. And the company, the product is called Modifilin. Modifilin. It is a brown seaweed extract. Uh-huh. This is an extraordinary nutritional product. It has been used in other, not necessarily in this brand name, but this the actual seaweed itself, the brown seaweed, was used following the nuclear attacks, the atomic bomb attacks of World War II. It was used following Chernobyl. And I don't have any financial ties to this company, by the way. I just know this to be very, very useful for protecting against radiation, and that is available at the InfoWars store, by the way. In fact, you can read my interview with the founder of that company. Just go to naturalnews.com and search for Modifilin, M-O-D-I-F-I-L-A-N, or search for brown seaweed extract. You can read that interview. So I just want to add that in, Dr. Saputo, because there's so many great supplements available for protecting yourself. You're not totally helpless.
Right. You know, and all of this can be kind of overwhelming because we're really giving out a ton of information here. I've got it all outlined on my site. If you go to drsaputo.com on the homepage, you have a section there where it talks about all the things we've talked about on the show and all the supplements and foods that we've reviewed.
Yeah, thank you. That's very useful information. We're going to talk about more solutions as we continue here on the Alex Jones Show. So stay with us. We'll be right back in just a couple of minutes with more solutions for radiation protection all across the world. Stay with us.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I'm going to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. 1 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket this weekend. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. That's 1 dozen stunning assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple this weekend, and this incredible last minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777.
Thank you.
InfoWars t-shirt on today. May the truth be with you in this ongoing battle for saving humanity from all the various forces of darkness and evil and destruction and death that are trying to destroy us all. Oh, there's so many. It's almost hard to know where to, you know, where to begin some days. But we were just talking about supplements. We've got Dr. Len Saputo on the line with us with some solutions. What can we do if the Fukushima reactor goes into another burnout situation that was just described to us by Arne Gundersen, where it actually bursts into flames? The spent fuel rods or partially spent fuel rods burst into flames and release masses of radiation. And even he said, you know, this is way, way worse than Chernobyl in terms of the amount of radiation that would be released in the cesium-137 and 134 isotopes, both that would head into North America. And then I was just thinking during the break that if that happened, we would have maybe a 10-day window between the actual fire event in Fukushima and the arrival of the cesium on the land, on North America. So in that 10-day window, you know what's going to happen? Everybody and their brother is going to rush out and buy health foods. And everybody's going to buy this stuff, ThyroSafe, potassium iodide. You remember, you could not get this last year during the actual following the Fukushima meltdown situation. You could not get this box. I don't know what this costs. It's probably a few bucks. Some people were selling this on eBay for $600 a box. So if you don't have KI or potassium iodide in your emergency medical kit right now, this is the time to get it, because you can get it, because nobody's paying attention. It's the only time to get it. Because once it goes up with Fukushima, this is gone. This will sell out. Believe me, here on InfoWars, this will be gone in 24 hours. Absolutely gone. And Alex would be on the show telling you it's gone. Sorry, you should have got it 6 months ago when you could, when it was cheap. And we had the same situation over at Natural News. We couldn't get any more. It was sold out. But getting back to Dr. Len Saputo, thank you again for joining me, Dr. Saputo. Always great to have you on. Let's talk about the junk food diet of the typical American consumer. Isn't that diet then making them more susceptible to radiation damage? And we talked about the nutrition side. What about the anti-nutrition side?
Well, there's no question. When you look at your cells as a microscopic industrial plant, and their job is to make product, okay? All the things that we need to make our cells function to keep us healthy. And if all of our cells are healthy, you can't be sick. But if you don't put the raw materials into that microscopic industrial plant, it can't make products out of thin air. So if you're taking junk food in that has empty calories or has things that are harmful to your health, then the bottom line is going to be that you're not going to be able to respond when there's any kind of need for the products that your cells are supposed to make to keep you healthy. So it's pretty straightforward. I think one of the things we forget about is that we need to be prepared now for what would be happening in the future. So your point is well taken there. We need to be doing the things like buying the thyroid or SSKI substance today. We need to be living a healthy lifestyle today. You need to build up your antioxidant levels. You need to do all the things that you can do to make your body stronger so that you can fight against the radiation when it comes across.
That's absolutely right, Dr. Saputo. I'll show this on camera once again. This is my famous jar of superfood. I always have one here at the studio. This is absolutely loaded with nutrition, and you can't just take this ThyroSafe potassium iodide. You can't just eat a junk food diet and take this and think now you're safe. It's not enough. You got to have a healthy nutritional diet. You got to follow what Aaron Dykes is doing and what Alex is doing with the nutrition, with the mineralization, if you want to be safe from radiation. And that's got to start right now. Dr. Saputo, sorry to be interrupting you so much, but stay with us. We'll continue with you on the other side. I get passionate about this stuff. We'll be right back. More here on the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us. A lot more straight ahead.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.